Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Extremely local news from Black Club Chicago. Now it is sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Jen Sabella with us, telling us about an opening on the Magnificent Mile. This is good for our city, isn't it, Jen?
Exactly. Good morning, Bob. Uniqlo, it's a Japanese apparel company. They actually had a store on the Mag Mile a few years ago, but it closed in 2021. They have another store on State Street, but they are opening a new flagship location at 600 North Michigan. It opens Friday, and it's part of a big expansion Uniqlo is doing in the United States. It's adding 11 stores. It's a great place for basics, you know, just T-shirts, sweaters, and they also are known for their special artist collaborations. So if you show up on Friday, they're doing some giveaways, and they've made some new merch, giving a shout-out to Chicago from local artists, including J.C. Rivera and Alenza Fiorenza. And there's also a cool Art Institute of Chicago tote. And so if you get there early, you can get the freebies. And yeah, it's exciting. It's good to see places popping back up on the Mag Mile.
Yes, it is. Friday at 600 North Michigan Avenue. In Wicker Park, there's some restaurant news. And a lot of people know this place from Chinatown, but now they'll be in Wicker Park, right?
Yes. QXY Dumplings, they are known in Chinatown for their long waits. It is very, very popular. So if you're a dumpling fan, you'll be thrilled to know there will be another option for you to go and get these dumplings in Wicker Park. This location has passed its inspections. It's waiting on its final licenses with the city. And unlike the Chinatown location, which is a kind of a walk-in only BYOB place, this is going to be a sit-down service. They're going to have a full drink menu. And it's really beautiful in there. They said they're trying to recreate a Chinese restaurant. They imported all of the furniture from China, which is kind of why it took a while with like tariffs and other issues getting everything here. There's also a really cool collaboration they're doing with Off Color Brewing, in Lincoln Park Brewery, where they are brewing a lager that's brewed with aromatic herbal tea. So yeah, if you're a dumpling fan, I know my friend Leo has been talking about this place forever, and we've been trying to go, but it's always so busy. So hopefully we'll be able to get a spot at the Wicker Park location.
2018 West Division. You can't have too many Chinese restaurants or good dumpling joints, if you ask me. And finally, we can tell you how you can help Morgan Park High School's band.
Yes, the marching band at Morgan Park High School, they've performed all over the city, but they have been having some financial trouble recently. 78% of students from on the Far South Side High School come from low-income homes, which means when they are invited to play, you know, at different schools around the country, they have to take into account hotels and travel with buses or airfare. So a parent group at the school has started a foundation where they're raising money for the kids so that they can go and travel. Right now they're trying to get to a Jackson State University in Mississippi in April. If you go to our website, blackclubchicago.org, you find out how to help the kids. They're trying to raise $50,000 this year. And it's just really important, the parents said, for them to go and see college campuses and see, you know, life outside just as far south side. So they're really talented kids, and it would be great if they can play even more than they are now.
Yeah, it would be great. More on that and all the stories at blackclubchicago.org. Jen Sabella, thank you. Have a good day, Jen.
Thanks, Bob. You too.